If I've got a story, I don't have one like
that. Well, no, we don't need that kind of story. All right, why don't you just say your name for the recorder?
Raymond Parento.
All right, I see that. All right, and so how many years have you been a deacon?
34 years.
Wow.
June was 30, June 27th.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
It's been a wonderful trip.
Good.
Terrific.
And then what was your most memorable experience?
Well, you know, I'm trying to think, as he said, there's so many wonderful experiences. I'm trying to think of.
Well, how about some of the challenges then?
Well, one big challenge was after, when we first ordained, you go to a certain parish, you stay there.
Right.
But then came changes with Archbishop Cronin, and so we were transferred.
Right.
After 10 years, I had gone. I was at the St. John Fisher Church in Marlborough for 20 years.
Right.
And I had to transfer.
Right. Yeah, and I heard about that, and I wondered how people, like,
oh, it was
it's
tough on
be
some
like
deacons.
Getting divorced or something. Oh, just
actually, in my case, my wife Lynn and I had no children, so it's not as difficult. But for deacons who had children, they couldn't attend Mass with their kids.
Right.
I think there was a 15-mile limit as far as distance goes, but...
Right. Yeah, because you have
wife,
to now drive
absolutely
farther or whatever.
So I went to East Hartford. At the same time, a deacon I knew asked me, he says, Ray, would you go talk to the priest at Our Lady of Peace in East Hartford? He would like to have a deacon there to preach every now and then.
He'd, right.
And so I said, sure. So I went. I met Father James Knock. He's still there. And we hit it off. And so when it came for a transfer, I put in to be with Father Knock at Our Lady of Peace. We've been together since. This was
good.
About 1999, I think it was, or 98. And it's been a joy working with him all these years.
Good.
He then we what's the key word we use when to merge with Blessed Sacrament Church in East Hartford, so then we had two churches.
Right.
And that was quite an experience. Kept us very busy.
Yeah, so that means a lot more work for you.
Oh,
than
yes.
They have a merging.
And
like that.
So we did that until about, what, 6 years ago when we got another deacon with us.
Right.
Which really helps. You know, we have two deacons and one priest. But that was a good, quite a challenge, you know, to have two parishes.
Right.
I did and continue to do all the baptisms at Blessed Sacrament Church. He does the others at Our Lady of Peace. I've been involved with CCD even before I went there.
Right.
With the other parish, and I'm still involved with the 9th and 10th graders.
So you've seen a lot of young kids. So
lots
the kids in CCD, do they end up getting married in your parish and everything? So like, you see them through their whole...
No, I don't, because some... Yeah, he decided to move with his friends.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So some of the kids, yes, they've come back, and it's been fun working with the kids all these years, and especially now.
Right.
They have many questions to ask. Bless their little souls, you know.
Yeah, that might be too much.
And I enjoy working with them because we try to. We want to be sure they tell us what's in their hearts.
Right.
So the first week of any CCD year, I give them a piece of paper and pencil, and I says, you write down anything you want to write. Anything about God, church, what you're not happy with, what you don't believe, anything. Don't sign it.
Right.
Because they wouldn't write if they signed,
right? Right.
And then we read it off to the rest of the class and give them the answers.
Cool. So there's a lot of sharing going on.
A lot of sharing. The kids open their hearts for what's bothering them.
Good, because there's a lot of things to be bothered about today.
So many questions, you know. And they are the poor kids today. They've given so much. I mean, they face such challenges.
Right.
And so it's good to let them know that there's a church around that's their church.
Right.
And to be proud of it.
And they have somewhere to go if they need to talk. That's
indeed.
Really good.
Always remember the doors are open anytime. And so we have fun with them.
Good. Excellent.
You know, we have 9th and 10th grade. They alternate on Sunday nights, October through March. So that's been the joyful thing to do, being involved with the kids.
Perfect.
Know.
Well, it sounds like it's needed.
Absolutely. You know, they don't hear about it. Most of them, their parents don't go to church anymore.
Right.
So how can we ask the kids to come to church? Some do.
Right.
And it's great for the parents who do come to church. They certainly are happy that their kids are.
Right.
At CCD, they want them in there.
Good.
So that is a joyful ministry, being with the kids, you know.
Good.
Baptizing babies.
Oh, especially baptizing.
All right.
Babies.
So wait. I want to hear you say that. This is Lynn.
Yes. I help him set up the altar and get baptismal font ready when he baptized babies. Mm. And it's just a joy to watch him do it.
Right.
I mean, the babies.
But to watch the baby, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you should see.
Do they get screaming? And
no,
or
never.
They,
no.
Really?
Never.
Good.
I think he's got a soothing voice.
Right.
And so it's amazing.
Right.
I mean, even the parents, you know,
right,
are shocked.
Well, it was interesting because I was looking for images of babies being baptized for a publication. Mm-hmm. And I was finding all these, like, terrified children in some of these countries, like the Russian Orthodox Church, they dunk the whole baby
into the tub,
and
full
the
immersion.
Poor child is like,
even I, when I pour
just
a little water, but
right.
This last one, huh? She was so cute, she was adorable, and I figure when I pour the water, there's the fun ends
right there.
She just looked at.
What are we doing?
Smiling. Smiling. She was saying, oh my gosh, you know, just to see them. But kids are funny, and I try to get them to be a part of it whenever I do a baptism.
Good. And that's awesome you guys get to share that together.
Oh,
because
that's nice
to be able to share
one baptism not too long ago. The little baby had a 5-year-old sister. And she was standing right in front watching the action. So when I baptized the little baby, she's like, and then we went there, and she's, hey, God, do that again. I was,
wow.
God, you know, do that again, God.
That must have been a moment.
She was impressed.
Very rewarding moment.
Oh, yeah. Then we went to the reception.
Yeah.
And they had a swimming pool. And I'm sitting there, and she comes by with her little wings, you know?
Right.
She says, hey, God, look, I'm swimming.
Oh, how cute.
She had to report to God. You know. But,
wow.
Oh, you meet such
That's
nice
pretty
ones.
Impressive.
I read something that's supposed to be a true story. A 5-year-old boy was watching his little baby sister being baptized. And when the priest put some oil on the boy, he says, look out, she bites. Little kids, you
right.
know. So, yeah, but it's such a joy to do this.
Good.
It's been a joyful trip. It's
been a nice ride.
Well, I want to take a picture of you guys, if you don't mind. You mind?